Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got Bet Sweats on a Tuesday. Lots to go over. Our Heisman Watch will check in on Team Futures, NFL Awards, a Survivor First Look. We'll be joined by Chris Felica in an hour from now, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and Will Brinson in his usual Tuesday spot, 11 a.m. Eastern. Did not think the lead was going to be the World Series. Did not. Usually it's a no-brainer, especially when you have the Super Bowl favorite, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, national TV game. You figure that's going to be your lead. But what ended up happening last night cannot be denied. Game number three, one of those all-time games. I know most of you did not stay up, frankly. I did not stay up. I was catching up on everything going on this morning. When they just go to extra innings, I'm watching and I'm thinking, you know what? Would it be the worst thing in the world if we have the regular season rules? Because that means this game's going to come to an end sometime soon. But I didn't think that it would last 18 innings. Sam, I do think there's a puncher's chance that you actually stayed up and watched, but you already cashed your over ticket, so I'm thinking you didn't. What did you do?
I did not watch the entire game. I was watching a movie last night, which maybe we can review later on today.
A new one?
It was a Netflix movie called House of Dynamite. Have you heard of this?
Never.
Okay, so America's getting attacked. And it was a really good movie until the very horrible ending. The ending was so bad. I'm like, what? And then I flipped the game on, and it was the 11th inning or whatever. And I actually had, after I watched the 11th and the 12th, I had the same thought process. Can we just put a runner on second and get this over with?
See?
Yeah. We hate the regular season until we have to be up at 1 in the morning in the playoffs. And then, oh, you know, maybe that runner on second isn't that bad of an idea. But how about Freddie Freeman? He does it again. He did it last year against the Yankees. He does it this year against Toronto. I also saw this crazy stat about Brad Paisley singing the national anthem before a World Series game. Okay. So he sang the national anthem before game 2 in 17, that went 11 innings. Game 3 in 18 went 18 innings. Game 1 last year went to extras. And he also sang it last night.
Didn't even know that he sang the national anthem last night. Had no idea. That's crazy. Let's follow that trend. So now what's, can you bet on extra innings? Is that even a prop that's available?
I think so. I think you can.
A moment ago, you started your sentence with, how about Freddie Freeman? I think you could start that sentence and insert a number of like 15 players from that game last night. How about, well, Ohtani, for one. How about some of the decision-making going on by the Toronto Blue Jays, which we will certainly get to? How about George Springer? Is he really hurt? Is he going to be available? How about Eric Lauer stepping in for Toronto, giving them a ton of innings? How about Will Klein for the Dodgers, giving them four innings of scoreless baseball? There was so much that went on in that game. You saw 19 pitchers, 609 pitches were thrown, Sam. 609 pitches among those 19 pitchers. It was 6 hours and 39 minutes, the second longest game in World Series history. I don't think anybody saw that one coming. And one thing that a lot of people are going back to, and I certainly think that it's fair, the game that Ohtani was having, seventh inning, bases empty, one out. How do you not walk him? How do you not just put him on base with everything that he was doing? And you've already seen it in the playoffs. And that moment is going to be relived again and again. And maybe it ends up being the difference. Maybe it just spins this World Series. I don't know. But the Blue Jays were basically saying, you know what? We effed up on that one. Before you ask the question, you're right. We should have put him on base, because the next four times they put him on base. Intentional walks. On base nine times. Nine times Ohtani was. Just give him the MVP. I said this early in the game before he was even put on base 9, 8, 7, 6, 5 times. I tweeted out, I'm like, you know what? We're just at a point right now, even though it's a 1-1 series, that if the Dodgers win, it's going to be Ohtani. Anything that's not Ohtani for World Series MVP just feels like a big donation to the sports books.
He's minus 400 right now to win the MVP at BetMGM. Mm-hmm. We played three games. Three. He's minus 400.
It's 2-1.
It's crazy. And other books have him higher than minus 400. So how I feel is, well, which other players can we look at? Do you want Vladdy at 10? Do you want Freeman at 11? How about Yamamoto at 30? What if he goes another complete game?
None.
No? You don't want Yamamoto at 30?
If I'm jumping into the World Series MVP market, the only consideration is a Blue Jay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's a Dodger, it's Ohtani. Is this number saying that if the Blue Jays win, there's a small chance that Ohtani could still be MVP?
I don't know. I find it hard to believe they'd give it to a losing player. But then again, we've never seen a losing player like this, have we?
Nope. Oh, and apparently he's going to pitch tonight. The $2 favorite.
after an 18-inning game, they're going to throw him out there and pitch. Have that toss.
I think the handicap on tonight's game is going to be really interesting to go over. Again, 19 pitchers used. You go to the bullpen so much, some guys are going to be unavailable. And this was the first of three games in consecutive days, right? So you've got another one tonight. You have another game tomorrow. You got to think about the entire series. So what? There's just going to be one more day off that's going to be coming for them. And it's not like you can make all these sorts of changes. So what do you do? They had Yamamoto warming up in the bullpen at one point. Kershaw even enters the game for an out. Okay, have at it. Come on, have your moment. Maybe it's the only time you end up seeing him. So much crazy stuff went on. And then the stuff that happened in the first nine innings, like, you completely forget about. When the Blue Jays took the lead, how about that slide by Vladdy? It's like an athletic freak. Like, you wouldn't think so looking at him. But that move that he made to just tap the bag with his paw. I mean, that was hilarious. But yeah, Ohtani gets intentionally walked in the ninth, in the 11th, in the 13th, and in the 15th. His first four at-bats of the game, all extra base hits. It was nuts. It was nuts. And they're not going to forget that. He already had a homer in the series coming in. He's going to be your MVP as long as the Dodgers win. What's Vladdy at? So if you have somebody who's 400, the numbers on everybody else have to be pretty interesting.
Vladdy's 10. Kirk is 11. Barger's 50. Varsho 66. Bichette 80. Ernie Clement 80. Could probably 10. Stop there. Those are just Blue Jays at BetMGM. Prices vary, of course, at your sports book of choice, but at BetMGM, Vladdy's the highest Blue Jay at 10-1. Again, it's crazy to me after three games you have the second favorite at 10-1.
Would you consider any other Dodger?
I mean, what if Freeman hits a game-winning homer in game 4 or 5? How is he not the MVP? If he wins 2 games off his bat, that's what I don't get.
Yeah.
I don't agree that Ohtani should be minus 400. Now, you are 100% right that Ohtani's on base a million times last night, and now he's going to pitch today. I mean, if he goes 7 innings and gives up 1 run, it's probably his. But who's more valuable if Ohtani goes 7 scoreless or gives up 1 run, leaves the game in a 1-1 tie or a 2-2 tie, and then Freddie hits another walk-off homer? Who's more valuable? I don't know. How do you quantify it?
You know what Mookie Betts is? Done nothing in the series. Done nothing.
Probably 150 to 1.
125. Teoscar's now 125.
Teoscar's dead. Yeah, and he homered yesterday. He hit a homer, and his odds like doubled.
He goes 4 for 4. Or he had 4 hits in the game. Not 4 for 4, because yeah. Everybody had like 8, 9 hit bats.
His odds went from 50 to 100 or 50 to 125 after a 4-hit night with a home run.
Ooh, what about – so, Springer, why are you putting me down this road? I just want to say Ohtani's MVP and that's it and move on. Everything else is a waste of money. But now I'm thinking about it. Springer, is he going to play tonight? He's 250.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're thinking hover, hover, hover.
I'm thinking nothing. I'm thinking, is it noon yet? That's what I'm thinking. You know what else I'm thinking?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Joe was so right about Travis Kelce last night. That was such a throwback. He has almost 100 yards catching. He catches the touchdown, which we talked about. You were like, oh, he's going to catch a touchdown. And then you were starting to do that. Well, I don't like the price. What else should I bet? Turns out everything on Kelce. Just have a game. He looked like 2018, 2019 Kelce last night. Right. He was all over the field. And, of course, I had an underdog. I took 13 with this stupid Commanders team. 13. By kickoff, the number is 10.5. It's 7-7 at half. You're holding 13. And by the end of the third quarter, I knew I was dead.
Everything went your way in the first half. Everything. Everything was looking like, okay, this is going to come down to the very end. I have multiple survivor entries on Kansas City. I'm like, wait, seriously? I did not feel like sweating this. I'm going to have to sweat this? Oh, the dumb Mahomes showed up. Let's throw 2 picks early on in this game. Yeah, it's 7-7 early in the second half. You're holding 13. You are sitting pretty. You're feeling really good. And until you didn't. Mariota also had a couple of interceptions. Mariota ends up being the rushing leader. That's not a good thing for you if you're back in the Commanders. But yeah, things were going your way early. McLaurin ends up exiting the game again. He does very little. He got into the end zone, but we're talking about 3 catches. You know, Debo, all right, Debo's in. Debo, 3 catches for 11 yards on 6 targets. that had to be frustrating. When I looked at the final box score, I was very surprised at what I saw. Like, the eyes did not quite match up. I know it was domination in the second half by the Chiefs. We get that. 21-0. But still, it felt like everything was so much closer than it really is, maybe because I was expecting the Chiefs to run away much earlier than they did. How about that if you're laying 13? How do you feel? Oh, this is dead. This is over. Laying 10. Done. Game day money. You would think, okay, they know something. Washington looks good, until they didn't. So there you have it. How about Breshard Smith?
I was going to ask you to tell me how many rushing yards Mariota had. If he led the team in rushing, he must have had a lot, huh? No, he had 28. His prop was 28.5, and the room had the over.
Under.
So the room loses that. The room loses Thornton over 1.5 receiving yards. He had none. And they doubled up on Breshard Smith, over on catches, over on yards. He did not have a single catch. So the room goes 1-4 on Monday night.
Oh, but we're idiots if we go against the room. We're the idiots, right? That's what a few morons
tell us. You have to remember this. Not only did the room go 1-4, the losses were at minus 140, minus 190, minus 115, minus 115. So if I can do some quick math, that's 2, 3, 4, 2, 5, 6, and you win the one unit. Minus 4.6 units because of the juice.
Nice job. Nice job. Keep on rolling with that. But there's a lot of content people will tell you. Yeah, minus 190. Don't worry about the juice. Minus 150, minus 150. See how it kills you? One night. One night. Telling you, man, these no-name players, when they're in the room, Breshard Smith, Tyquan Thornton, and people think they found some nugget, like, oh, it's only 1.5. Well, look at how many targets he's had in 4 of the last 4 games, all of them. Yeah, you're not smarter than the books. They know what they're doing, and they got you last night. For everybody that went all in on Breshard Smith, running back, receiving props, your third running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Are you kidding me? It's always the no-name guys. So if you did that, you did very well. Sets up Kansas City at Buffalo. The Chiefs still -1.5 this morning. And then an interesting one. I'm not going to say a good one because it doesn't sound like Daniels is going to go. But Seattle is a 3 to 3.5 point road favorite off a bye at Washington for Sunday night football. NFL obviously disappointed if it's not going to be Daniels. And that line is telling me it's not going to be Daniels.
Probably not. And the Bills will not have Ed Oliver against Kansas City.
Again. Yep. Guy that keeps on getting injured happened once again. All right. What about the Heisman race? What do we do here? What has changed? We'll talk about that next. Joe O, Sammy P, you got Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.